the emotions that shape your life are those that are dominant. You are missing a couple that will change everything. It's now time to decide what they are and to install them. To find the emotions you need. Maybe that emotion for you is more playfulness, because you just don't have that in your life. It would transform everything. Things that freak you out, things that make you stress, if you're playful, it'll be changed. Maybe it's determination. Maybe it's more love. Maybe it's self-love. Right? If you have that, all the other stuff would disappear. The fear, the tension, the freaking out, the anger. Maybe it's more faith. But there are probably 3 to 4 that combined would destroy your vices, that would just destroy them. So you might think for a moment about what are some of those vices and what emotions would be so powerful? What dominant driving virtue would be so powerful? It would wipe out that fear completely. It wouldn't suppress it. It would destroy it. It's like in the darkness, if there's total darkness and I turn the light, the darkness disintegrates. It disappears. Every time, where there is light, there can be no darkness. You need a virtue of such light that the darkness of those vices absolutely disintegrates in its presence. What would be the emotions, the virtuous emotions, the power virtues is what I call them, your top 3 or 4 power virtues that could absolutely be combined, wipe out any vice state, any fear, any hurt, any procrastination, any worry, any angst, any anger, any resentment, any lack of forgiveness. Maybe forgiveness is the one you need to add. What would be the emotion that would change your story? What's the emotion that would end your battle by lifting you completely above the battle? What's the epiphany that you need that now would change your life forever and you'd never look back? Because once you grab a hold of it, it feels so good, you'd use that emotion daily. You would attach your identity to it. In truth, you probably have used these emotions at other times in your life when you succeeded under the most difficult circumstances. In your toughest time, in your darkest hour, you may have then reached in and actually found this emotion and used it. And that's how you turn the darkness into the light.